Hill, South Africa, 2008, leaving Kruger. June's winter, ivory-rinsed blue. A wild dog tugs a sock of skin down an impala's thick leg, penciling skyward one gray hoof. What makes them kneel is their need for leverage, paws tucked in the torso's broken bowl as they strip the steaming meat, emptying the splayed body to a thin ghost of steam, to hide sack and jutting leg bones, deflated bagpipes, a sprawled marionette. Xenophobia was again the radio word of the day, people still burning on both sides of the border. After death by fire, the limbs will not be straightened, whether the feet were or were not hacked off, whether the arms received short sleeves or long, severed at elbow or wrist. Sanctuary is a landscape of smoke and thorns, shelter, what can be seared around you. Sated, the dogs turned to play, chasing each other through thorn bush, one collapsing to sleep, his fur a patchwork of smoky topaz, ebony, day-old snow blurring into yellow grass and gray sand, his face flush stained from the impala, now a tilted horn lyre, a bloody basket of unraveling ribs. Mid-hunt, the pack was a shifting, precarious galaxy, harlequins motley, mapping each dog's back, a sui generis constellation of fawn continents and black sea, white ice caps, the impala herd a tawny, undulating river, the dog's royal flywhisk tails, brilliant white plumes, not to lose the us and the them and all that coppery adrenal flow. The human body always curls away from flame, from the hand that tosses it into thatched roof or cardboard walls, ignited with the last caught words of this world. Refugees, traitors, imperialist stooges. A week driving, I was still forgetting, stay left, still mistaking for blinkers, the windscreen wiper's wand. The dogs far behind. When I pulled back onto the highway, I caught myself turning my head as for a distant country, straining to search the one direction no one any longer would be coming.